to the Frugalpreneur podcast, helping you build a business on a bootstrap budget. Speaking of a bootstrap budget, today's guest is Colin Gray, founder of Alitu, the quick, easy, and affordable way to make a podcast. Welcome to the show, Colin. And can you tell us a bit about the features and benefits of Alitu and also how it differs from using Audacity and Auphonic?
Hi, Sarah. Thanks for the questions about Alitu. Thanks very much. Great to talk about it. Alitu is really designed to be a tool, an application, something that really helps you to create a podcast in the easiest possible way. It's designed to take a lot of the technical things away from you, take away the tech stress in podcasting. So to give you an example, all you do really with Alitu is you can record anywhere you like. So you can record in Alitu if it's just yourself. So you can record solo clips inside Alitu. But if you want to record an interview, a conversation, you can do that on Zoom. You can do it on a Facebook Live call, you know, something like that. You get your recording, you upload that to Alitu, and then we do all the stuff you need to do to that file to make it sound great. So that includes all the cleanup. So we do noise leveling, noise reduction, all that kind of stuff, just polish it right up for you. And then we add your theme music. We add music at the start and the end. We put a transition between that music and the voice as well, make it sound really polished. And then you can publish automatically. So you can publish direct to your podcast host if you choose to at that point. So it's possible, really. If you're not going to do much editing, you're going to treat it as kind of almost a live show. You can create and clean up, add your music, brand it, and publish your show in literally just minutes. So it can be that easy. For people who want to spend a bit more time polishing things up, we also have a few other tools in there. We've got an editor, for example. So you can bring your files in, you can trim them, you can cut out mistakes, you can split them in half and put other things in between. So you can play around with them like that. And we've got our episode builder, which lets you bring together multiple clips. So say you've got an interview, you've got an introduction you've recorded separately, an outro as well, maybe a couple of adverts, maybe a news segment. You can upload all those clips, really easily drag and drop them around whatever order you like, edit them if you need to, and put transitions between everything as well. And really bring all that together with your music too, to make it sound great. So just a really easy way to assemble, to build your podcast for you. That's what Alitu is intended to do. So a good question comparing it to Audacity and Auphonic. Let's take Audacity first. Audacity is a great tool. It's free. It's so much good value because there's so many tools in there that make it really useful to podcasters. But we find the main trouble people have with Audacity is exactly that. There's a bit of a learning curve there because it's designed to be a technical audio editing tool. It's designed for audio engineers. It's got tons of features in there, like all sorts of audio processes from EQ to compression to limiting, all that stuff, and multi-track as well. So it can be a bit intimidating when you first see it. There's lots of tools in there that podcasters do not need, and finding your way around it, figuring it all out, can take a little while. That's generally what Alitu is designed for, is to take away a lot of that learning curve. It's to make it much easier to learn. We don't have all of the extra tools in there that you don't really need as a podcaster, which Audacity does. It's slimmed down, simplified, and made just super easy. The other thing is Audacity is just a bit, these days, it's a wee bit clunky. It doesn't work quite so well on new Macs, for example. You can't record right now on Audacity, which is a wee bit of trouble, but they'll be probably fixing that soon, hopefully. Certainly, Alitu is just designed to be slick, smooth, look great, a great experience. Audacity's great though for the price, as in it's free. So it's a great place to start, and we still recommend Audacity for many people who are just playing around, just experimenting, and don't mind spending a little bit of time learning it. They're comfortable with technology. Taking Auphonic, you mentioned that one too. Auphonic's an interesting one because Auphonic, as you know, you upload your audio to it and it does all the cleanup. Now, Auphonic we work with. So Auphonic's one of our partners at Alitu. So it's Auphonic that does the cleanup inside Alitu. So when you have an Alitu account, you essentially get Auphonic for free. Every audio file you upload to Alitu is pushed to Auphonic, cleaned up there. That's where the noise reduction, the hum reduction, the volume leveling, all that, that's where it happens. And then we bring it back from Auphonic into Alitu for all the rest, because that's where Auphonic falls down for some people, is that it only works with one file at a time. So you can only upload one file. You can add music there, but it doesn't give the same effect in terms of transitions and stuff like that. And you can't edit in Auphonic as well. So with Alitu, you upload your audio, does all the cleanup, but then you can bring together two or three files, get them all processed, get your music added at the start and the end, and be able to edit as well, so be able to cut out those mistakes. So really, Alitu takes what Auphonic does and adds all of the other tools you need as a podcaster on top, allowing you to do your editing, your trimming, your piecing together lots of different clips, and then publishing it all as well. Like, it can put it out to whatever host you're on to. So I hope that explains the difference between them. Certainly Audacity, Auphonic, both great tools as well. But we hope with Alitu that we've kind of built upon what both of them do, even simplified much of the process and just made it super quick, super easy, zero learning curve to create your podcast.
Thank you, Colin. I actually use Alitu, and that is why I wanted Colin Gray on the show to discuss Alitu, because I think it is such a wonderful tool for podcasters, especially beginning podcasters. For the show notes and to find out more about Alitu and to get a 7-day free trial, just go to thesarahstjohn.com/Alitu. That's A-L-I-T-U. Until next time.